Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back once again the incredibly famous and very talented Ed Marquardt is here. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us.
Always good to be here.
Always good to have you. And we're here to talk about the new season of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and events they're going to have throughout the season, particularly one coming up in about a month from now in November 24th and 25th. We'll talk about those in particular. But first, Ed, as the music director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and many other things that you do, I thought I would read this email that I just got from the president of the chorale. And he says, "I am pleased to announce that our beloved maestro, Dr. Ed Marquardt, has received the Albert Nelson Marquis Lifetime Achievement Award and will be recognized in the Who's Who in an American publication." That's pretty amazing.
Well, thanks for that, I think.
Yeah, like I said, you are famous. See, I kind of opened every show with that, but now we have the proof.
We have the proof. Yes.
you'll be recognized, as they say.
Well, thank you.
You've been recognized before.
Yes, I have.
If people go to the post office, they might recognize your picture in the post office or something.
This always takes a turn where I'm not sure where we're going.
Well, let's talk about the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. This, unfortunately, in the minds of a lot of people, is your retirement year. You've been doing this for a while.
This is my 32nd year with the Civic Chorale. Yeah.
32 years. And you've decided that this is the last one.
I have. I think that both for myself and for the chorale, it's probably a move that may be a few years too late, actually. But
I don't think that's the case.
I just think that I've done what I can for this period of time, and perhaps the chorale, more than myself, it's for the chorale. I think they need a fresh outlook. We've been doing the same basic things for all of that time, and I think someone with another outlook, another set of tools and skill sets, mm-hmm. Might be good for the organization to keep it going for another 30 years.
Excellent. All right. Well, is this something that has been established already? Do we know who's going to be taking your place?
No, we will have a conductor search. There is a committee.
Because my phone has not rung.
It probably won't. I hate to tell you that. Well, it may for other reasons.
All right, yeah.
We have a committee established that's beginning its work now as we speak, and we'll interview candidates and audition them. They'll have to conduct, of course. And
right.
There are so many things that go into being the music director, as you know, because you do a lot of that for the Narragansett Bay Group. It's more than just conducting and learning the music. There's the PR. There are radio interviews such mm-hmm. as this. There is figuring out of budgets and what can we afford to do and what is the personnel required to do that as far as the orchestra is concerned. The hiring of soloists, the auditioning of soloists, the auditioning of new members. It's a bigger job than most people would know.
Right.
I mean, the same was true with Larry Ratcliffe with the Philharmonic.
That's right. And one of the things that people don't consider is, just like a doctor, you have to have good bedside manner. I mean, you have to be able to talk to these people that are in the group and get them to perform at their best.
Yeah, I hope I've done that. There have been mm-hmm. some moments that probably didn't follow that rule, but yes.
But no, it's a unique skill, and it's obviously, if there were a lot of people that had that skill, we'd have a lot more of them. But we don't.
Well,
it's hard to find them.
I think it's there are several qualities that go into that, and certainly one needs to be educated, know the music, have that kind of a musical talent, but you also have to love working with people. Mm-hmm. Because it's, and that's also the beauty of it, is that we're always working with people. Conductors don't exist in vacuums because we're the only one on the stage who doesn't make any noise.
Right.
We don't sing or play well. Yes. So it's a very wide variety of skills that are needed to do this, and I'm sure we'll find someone with those skills as we look down the road.
Well, I also want to say that this doesn't mean that you're going away. You still have other interests and things that you've been doing. You have other groups that you're directing and conducting and so forth.
Right. I have the wonderful Chamber Orchestra of Barrington at St. John's Orchestra that we just did a concert not long ago. We have another one coming up. And as I told the audience at the outset of that concert, working with an orchestra and a chorus that are volunteers and come to rehearsals and do concerts because they love it, it's made my life a lot fuller and a lot richer to work with people like that.
Well, Rhode Island and all of this area owe a great debt of gratitude to you for the talents that you brought and the amazing career. But we're also looking forward to the fact that you're not going away and we'll be able to find you in other places.
Yes, of course.
So let's talk about this event coming up on November 24th. It's going to be at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence. For those of you that are not familiar with McVinney, it's within the cathedral complex, so to speak. Plenty of free parking, which is a nice thing. There's like 5 parking lots right around the building. So it's a nice place. Once you get inside, the seats are extremely comfortable. Not a bad seat in the house, all stadium seating. So something to look forward to. And that's going to be on Saturday night, November 24th at 7:30. And then the next day, you take the jet. And
yes, all the way to Woonsocket.
Go to Woonsocket.
the wonderful St. Anne's Arts and Cultural Center. It's a marvelous place, first of all. And secondly, we're reaching an audience that we began to reach last season when mm-hmm. we did Messiah there. And we were well received, and I think people enjoyed our presence at that time. And so we're going to try to make this an annual event. And we all just love the space to perform in. Plus, there are all those wonderful frescoes and the stained glass windows and everything. It's just an amazing, amazing mm-hmm. facility to be in.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about the music and listen to some, and then we'll come back and talk some more. What do you have for us?
Well, there are 3 major pieces on the program, all by Johann Sebastian Bach. And the first piece that we'll be performing is the Magnificat in D major, which he wrote for his first Christmas when he became the cantor in Leipzig. And all the movements are relatively short. Most of them are exciting, and so one can tell he was trying to make a great impression with this work at his first Christmas in Leipzig. So we're going to listen first to the first 2 movements, My Soul Doth Magnify the Lord, Magnificat Anima Mea, and then that is a chorus with orchestra, and the second is a soprano aria. Thank you.
What do we pick up with next?
We have another aria for soprano, and it's accompanied by a wonderful oboe d'amore, which means oboe of love. So it's a duet, really, between the soprano and the oboe d'amore, followed by another chorus, which is very exciting.
Thank you.
Ed, we have time for one more piece of music before we take our first break. What do you have for us now?
We have next a lovely duet, also from the Magnificat, for mezzo-soprano and tenor.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, under the direction of Ed Marquardt, is the subject of tonight's program, and Ed is here. We've been talking about his wonderful career as the director, the music director, and the fact that there's only a few concerts left under his direction for the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra as they search for a new maestro. But we've talked about an opportunity to see the group on Saturday night, November 24th, at McVinney Auditorium. Concert's going to be at 7:30 at McVinney, and then Sunday, on the 25th, 3 o'clock, at the St. Anne's Cultural Center in Woonsocket. And to get tickets, you can go to the website, which is very easy to remember. It's ricco.org, ricco.org. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call up 401-521-5670. And you'll reach Ed anytime, day or night. He'll be taking your calls. No, actually, there's somebody else doing that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. But let's talk a little more about the people that are going to be participating in those concerts.
I'm very pleased about our soloists for the first concert. Well, I am for the whole season, actually. But for the first concert, Dana Varga, soprano, and Teresa Buchholz, mezzo-soprano, both have sung with us several times before, and I admire their work very much. The tenor, Kristen Carney, was a competitor in our collegiate vocal competition a couple of years ago.
Oh.
He didn't win because the judges thought that his voice would not blend with three other college students. He was that fantastic. So they suggested that I go hear him. So I hopped the train, went to New England Conservatory, listened to Kristen, and hired him for this concert. The baritone is Matt Chastain. He was also a competitor at one time in our collegiate vocal competition. He was a winner. And so this is the first time in a subscription concert that I've been able to use two artists who came out of our collegiate vocal competition, and I couldn't be more pleased.
That's excellent. So that's something that that takes place this time of year, right? Just had that.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, and at the Music Mansion in beautiful downtown Providence.
Correct.
A small little space that the judges are able to hear every little nuance.
That's absolutely right. It's a wonderful little recital venue, and we happen to know the guy and his wife that live there, and that makes it easier, too.
That's right. And our audience knows that pretty much the Music Mansion is one of those wonderful hidden treasures within the state. So it's always fun to host events like that where you get wonderful talent coming out and get to be on your programs now at the bigger venues.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, tell us about this this next piece of music.
The next piece is one of four orchestral suites that Bach wrote during his lifetime, and we're going to listen to the overture from the third suite in D major.
It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that in its entirety and then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
November 24th, 7:30 p.m., McVinney Auditorium is the place to be to see the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And if you can't make it Saturday night, November 24th, you can try for Sunday afternoon, November 25th, 3 o'clock, at St. Anne's Arts and Cultural Center in Woonsocket. And if you'd like to get tickets or information, you can do so by going to RICCO.com. RICCO.org, RICCO.org, or call 401-521-5670. Tonight we're sitting with Ed Marquard. We've been talking about that concert, and now we just want to touch a little bit on some of the other things coming up this year.
Well, as we alluded to earlier, we have our concert in March features a quartet of college students who have won a place to perform with us in our 11th annual collegiate vocal competition, and it's open this year for the first time to all six states in New England, to students who are enrolled full-time at a college, university, or conservatory. So we're really looking forward to that. It's always a big highlight for us to work with these young people and Excellent. Give them their first opportunity.
All right, so they got selected last night, but then they've got a few months to prepare, and they'll be with you
correct,
in March.
Correct.
All right. And then after that, in June, a big event.
It is, and this is, I can't think of a better way to end this season. Dave Brubeck, one of my heroes growing up, wrote several sacred works for orchestra and chorus and
really?
Soloists. Yes. And we are doing one of his, the second one, it was written after the death of Martin Luther King Jr., called The Gates of Justice. And the text is from the Jewish prayer book, also from the Old Testament, speeches by Dr. King, and a couple of the lyrics are by Lola Brubeck, Dave's wife.
Now, we're talking about the Dave Brubeck.
The Dave Brubeck.
Jazz.
Great, okay. Yeah. And this piece has an amalgam of every kind of music that you ever hope to hear. It has blues, it has gospel, it has jazz, and it has contemporary classical music as well. Dave was trained as a classical composer, and his teacher, Darius Milhaud, one of the great 20th century composer, said, you're a wonderful composer, but don't give up the jazz because you're so good at it. And Dave Brubeck was also a great civil rights advocate during his time on the road when he was performing. And we are really pleased to have the Exalt Praise Choir joining us on the first half of the program. It's one of the elements of the Mixed Magic Theater, which is located in Pawtucket. Mm-hmm. And I was just thrilled to go hear them perform, and they said they would be delighted to be part of this program. And a friend of yours and mine, and a personality on this station, actually, Joe Perillo, is joining us with his jazz trio for this concert of Brubeck.
Excellent. Joe Perillo, a Grammy-nominated pianist, Steinway artist.
Yes.
He'll be with you. All right.
Yeah. Joe and I go back a long time, I discovered. When I interviewed and auditioned for the job at Rhode Island College as the choral director in 1973, Joe was in the chorus that I auditioned for.
About that. Well, there you go. And if you want to listen to Joe Perillo, you can do so Friday nights here on WCRI, where he has his program called Jazz After Dinner. So check that out. So that's going to be exciting. Well, Ed, I hope that you'll be back after the first of the year, and we'll talk about that March concert. And then again, one more time to feature the June concert.
It will be my pleasure.
All right. Well, let's get to the next piece of music and tell us what this is.
This is probably the most famous little piece on the program. It's The Air from the Third Suite. Thank you.
Well, we've now reached the end of another great hour with Ed Marquardt. And thank you, Ed, for coming in and sharing your music and your wonderful stories with us on WCRI. We appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
We look forward to having you several more times. And then, who knows, after that, for other events down the road.
Would be my pleasure to be here.
All right. We have one more piece of music to listen to. This is going to be involved with this concert coming up on November 24th, 7:30 p.m., McVinney Auditorium in Providence, and then Sunday, November 25th, 3 o'clock at St. Anne's Arts and Culture Center in Woonsocket. For information, go to ricco.org or call 401-521-5670. And now, Ed, I turn it back to you.
Well, thank you. We're going to listen to one more selection from the program. It is the Gloria, or the first movement, from Cantata 191, also by J.S. Bach, and also known as Gloria in Excelsis Deo.
We will listen to that, and then we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.